This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So there's a couple of things going on in the American labor market right now. More than a couple of things, actually. But look, it's only a half-hour show, right? Two of the big things are that businesses need people to get back to work and back to work quickly. But at the same time, a lot of those people are taking advantage of the moment to get better paying and more satisfying jobs. Jobs that often require a different or maybe a higher skill set, and they might not have the time or the money for a 2 to 4 year degree. One solution might be more short-term training programs, things like certifications or online boot camps. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Jill Replogle looked into that.
Ella Moshteg moved to L.A. from Iran in 2014 with a degree in materials engineering and 15 years of work experience.
I sent my resumes to many, many companies.
Most of them didn't even respond.
I had only one phone interview, and the interviewer asked me if I had a specific certificate in the field of project management.
She didn't. So she thought, I'll do some training courses to beef up my resume. She took an online marketing course, a home improvement sales course. She got a web designing certificate.
I was desperate to find a job, any job.
In total, she spent about $1,500 and still couldn't find work. Moshteg says she was exhausted and confused. Confused because she was faced with hundreds of thousands of different types of short-term training programs to choose from. They range from a few days to a year. There are certificate programs offered through community colleges, boot camps in cybersecurity and web development, digital badges from companies like IBM and Google.
Oh my gosh, it's the wild, wild west.
Sue Jin Jez is executive director of California Competes, which does education and workforce policy research.
It's incredibly difficult to navigate. There's no single source of good information.
The payoff of short-term credentials varies a lot. The think tank New America recently analyzed data on short-term training programs in Washington state and found that, on average, trainees got jobs that paid more than the minimum wage, but not enough to support a family. Other research has shown that most short-term credentials lead to a much smaller earnings bump than an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree. And Black and Latinx workers are overrepresented in these short-term programs. Still, short-term training can help people get their foot in the door or earn money while they further their education. Hedy Nam heads up workforce development for the nonprofit education group Unite LA.
The value of a short-term credential is that it's much more economically feasible for students, regardless of age and background.
That's important, Nam says, because in today's rapidly changing economy, people of all ages and stages in their career need frequent training to stay relevant. But they should be able to stack that training into an ever more successful career.
So that you have a seamless pathway if you want to pursue learning over the course of your life and increase your income.
Right now, only some short-term credentials offer that pathway, and it's hard to figure out which ones are dead ends and which are roads to success.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a Google Maps for your career where you say, I'm here and I want to go here, and you could be like, here's an alternate pathway, here's another alternate pathway.
NAM is actually working with a nonprofit called Credential Engine on the back end of what could eventually become this career app. They're collecting information on short and long-term credentials in order to build an open-source data registry. Then, ideally, app developers come in and build something that people like Ella Moshteg could use to navigate their options. Moshteg eventually figured out that what she really needed was a U.S. high school diploma. She earned one and then got a job at T-Mobile. Got promoted, and the company helped pay for her to do a master's program in business administration.
I'm so happy that I accomplished this.
But without good guidance early on, she says, her route to a new career was much longer and curvier than she had hoped. In Los Angeles, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.